Okay, last we spoke about on Thursday about the Inyanim of Igbiya Arniki B'Shabbos, and we were left at the end with the klal of Kelmel Sadam Rahman Lo Savi Yavid Lo Mahani, the rule that something the Torah specifically forbids Yavid Lo Mahani, if a person does it, it's not chal. We had a few examples. The Gemara is talking about tumura. If someone makes a tumura, yavid lo mahani. We talked about paying someone for sheichad, for saying false avis. Then we say yavid lo mahani, that even with the avid, the kinyan is not chal. In Kain, the Maritzchius, in his pirish here in the back, he asked the kasha, the kivege asked the kasha in the tshuva, that an agimara also. If somebody is kaina arniki b'shabbos, if somebody does a kinyan, so the Gemara says it's chal, the Gemara is matmiya, chinami, it's not chal, about it's chal. Why is it chal? We have the rule that kol mil sadam rachman alei savri yavid lei mahani. We have the rule that that things are not chal, but the yevid, if the Torah said not to do it. This is the kasha that the Maritzchius asks. So the Maritzchius answers with a klal that he brings from Meshach and Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Reish Ches, that the only time we say Kol Mil Samar Achman Alei Savri Yavid Lai Mahani is something which is Osir Be'etzem, something which just can't be done. There's no way to do it properly. Something which is an Isser HaTali B'Zman, which is only Asr because of the time that because it happens to be at Shabbos. On that, we don't say Kol Mil Sadam Rachman Alei Savri Yavid Lei Mahani. The Shas case is a person made a neder not to sell a certain field. And then he sold it. Or he made a shvua, I should say, not to sell a certain field. And then he sold it. So the question is, do you say Kol Mil Sadam Rachman Alei Savri Yavid Lei Mahani? So the Shach says this rule, that only something which is a Isser Be'etzem, that it's Asr under all circumstances, only on such a thing we say, Kol Mil Sadam Rachman Alei Savri Yavid Lei Mahani, to be machlif, a behem of kachim onto a behem of cholin, that's always Asr. Le'ach lifenu. To pay someone to say false this, it's always Asr. Things that are Yisurim Be'etzem are not chal. Things that are not Asa Be'etzem, you're allowed to be kind of arniki. You're allowed to sell a field. Just it's Asr because of outside circumstances, either because it happens to be that today is Shabbos, or because the person made a shvua not to sell the field. On such a thing, there's no rule of Kol Mil Sadam Rachman Alei Savid Yavid Lo Mahani. That's the Shach's klal, which the Maritzchius brings here. And with that, he explains our sugya too. The way this is usually explained in the yeshivas is that Kol Mil Sadam Rachman Alei Savri Yavid Lo Mahani is the taich of the pasuk. The Torah says, Lo Yachlifenu, don't switch a behema of kachim onto a behema of chulin. We taich it, Lo Yachlifenu, it's impossible to be machlefit. Lo Yachlifenu, you're not allowed to do it. And lo yachlifenu, it's not shayach to do it. If a person tries to do it, it's not chal. Le'sitchu shaychad. It's not just that there's an aver to take shaychad. We chayach the Torah, le'sitchu shaychad, you can't take shaychad. It's not possible to take shaychad. If you take shaychad, you're not, the kinyan is not chal. Le'sasa malacha, so what? It's not possible to do malacha. So the malacha didn't happen? Our malacha, should I say that our malacha, that it didn't happen? If you neman de iser is the maisa, not the result, then certainly you can't say that it means don't have the result, don't do the maisa. The maisa is done. If you want to say the result, which was the mechudish take away the lechach Shabbos, then you have something of a kasha. But at any rate, whether you like the explanation or not, the shach's klal is a shach's klal. The shach says it that. That you don't say Kol Mil Sadam Rachman Alei Savri Yavid Lei Mahani in such a case. Rabbi Kiv Eger in the Tshuva in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet, has a different mahalach, which is based on the Maharit. Miches Chinuch also, throughout his Sefer, one of the things that Miches Chinuch talks about very often is Kol Milsa, and he also goes with this mahalach of the Maharit lahalacha. The Shaila that Rabbi Kivega was asked, and which interestingly enough, the Miches Chinuch also in Mitzvah Beis deals with, was a Shaila of a bris milah that took place on Shabbos, but the child was a milah shaloi bismana. The child was more than 8 days old. As you know, a baby's born on Shabbos, the bris is on Shabbos. The baby's born on a Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. And the eighth day, the baby was yellow or had fever, there was no bris. And the Yom HaMilah then comes out on Shabbos. It's not the eighth day, milah shaloi bismana, ain't it deches HaShabbos. They made a mistake. They did a milah shaloi bismana on Shabbos. So the shaila is whether it's necessary to do a nu atofas dam bris on this baby. Milah involves the cutting off of the arla. Now that, you can't say kol milsa dam rachman alay savi liyavid lay mahani, because you can't do it again. The arla is gone. But one of the dinei bris milah is you need hatofas dam bris. Even if you have a baby who's Nailad Mahol, we do our toughest ambris. We let some blood from the Mila. Or if you have a baby who was Gemalit, a lot of Bali Tshuva were Gemalit by Goyim, which is not a Mila. So now, when they become from, they can't have a Mila, the Orla's not there. But they need a new toughest ambris. They need a new, a small amount of blood is let to flow from the Mokim Hamila. The shaila is, if you do a milah shaloi bizman on Shabbos, should we say, kol mil sadam rachman alei savid, yavid lai mahani? That anything the Torah says not to do, yavid lai mahani, and then it doesn't help to be yaitzah mitzvahs bris milah. And then you'll need a du'a tafas dam bris on Sunday. If the Shabbos, you need to know atofas dam bris. That's the question Rabbi Kiva Eger was asked. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the kol mil sadam rachman le savi di avid le mahani is only true if by saying le mahani it's going to take off the yisr. If it's misakein the iser, in other words, if you say layach lifenu, you now let it switch kedusha from one behemah on another. By saying that loy mahani, that it's not chal, you're misakein the iser, and the person still in what he tried to do is still trying to do a ma'aseh avera. But if the iser is to be machlif the kedusha from this behemah to that behemah, and you say kol mil sadam rachmai savri yavid loy mahani, you're misakein the iser. The iser of removing the kedusha from the kachim dika behema didn't happen. So that by saying kol musadam rachmai sadav yavad lay mahani, it has to be that you're misakin the iser. In a case of that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's klal, the Maritz klal. With this klal, he also answers our gemara. Hikbiya arniki b'shabes. Which avera did he do? Rosh said it was the iser of Muktzah. It was Nisa Muktzah. Now, if we're going to say, Loi Mahani, he wasn't Kaina, does that fix the Isser? Does that repair the Isser at all? No. He's still over on the Issa Muktzah. Whether he's Kaina or he's not Kaina, he's over on the Issa Muktzah. So that, Kol Mul Sadam Rachman Olay Savidi Yavid Loi Mahani doesn't apply in our Sugya, Zot Rebbe Kiveger, because if you're not Misakin the Isser, By saying Loi Mahani, then the rule doesn't apply. It only applies like by Achlifenu, where the Avera is less of an Avera because of Kol Mil Sadam Rachman Alei Savid. You follow the klal. You only say Yavid Loi Mahani if that fixes something. If it doesn't fix anything, then the rule doesn't apply. So Mevela by Hikbi Arniki B'Shabbos, we have two terutzim by Agamara. Either the Shach, that it's a Dover HaTolib is man, and then we don't say Kol Milsa, or Rabbi Kibeger's teretz, the Maritz teretz, that the only side time we say Kol Musa Damar Kol Musa Yavin Leimahani is if it's misaking the Isser. If it's not misaking the Isser, we don't say.
What about the Isser of Kinyan?
What about the Isser of Kinyan? If that would be the Aveira in Achinam. But I think I mentioned to you that it appears from the Rosh that there's no Isser Kinyan Mehefker on Shabbos. Only an Isser of Kinyan Mechaveira in Shabbos. That's the whole Diak in the Rosh, at the Rosh Sevesh Shemukhtzim. The nafkamina between the Shach's reason and Rabbi Kivaga's reason would be the case of Bris Milah. Let's figure it out. What would be the din if someone did a Bris Milah on Shabbos, Shalai Bisman? You say Kol Milsa. According to the Shach, what should be? According to the Shach, you don't say Kol Milsa because it's a Isra Tali Bisman. In Isra Tali Bisman, you don't say Loi Mahani. So according to the Shach, everything is, the Bris Milah is a good meal, you don't need a new Atafa standards. Mm-hmm. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, now you have to halt cup. Do you gain anything by saying Yavad Loi Mahani on a Bris Milah? A person does a Bris Milah on Shabbos. If we're going to say Loi Mahani, did we help the person who did this Malach on Shabbos? Huh? No would be the first answer.
What?
Do we take off the Aveira? Or part of the Aveira? It'll turn out, if you say Loi Mahani, that the Bris on Shabbos was a Makalkel. It's a Makalkel to do a Bris on a baby that you're not Yotze Bris Mila. That's a Makalkel. So, we have Machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim, if Makalkel B'chabura is Asur or Chayiv. But I think it's Rav Shimon who holds that it's Chayiv. Makalkel B'chabura. And that we name on Ladina Makalkel B'chabura is Pata Avalas. At any rate, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that like my rule, that you say Kol Milsa if it fixes the Isser, by Bris Milah, it does fix the Isser. It doesn't fix it entirely. But it takes away the Deraisa, which is the most chametic part. It's Ois Deraisa, because now it's a Makalkel. And since it's Makalkel, it's less of an Aveira, so we should say, Kol Milsa Damar Rachmana Leisavidi Avid Leimahani. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that Lefi Tam Hamarit, it should need a new Atafas Dambris. So these are two terutzim. Both terutzim answer our sugya. But by Bris Milah, it's a tremendous nafkamina between the two. It's hard to say how we pass him, I'm not sure. Kiveg himself is chayshish for his own shita. How the other paskim them on, I don't know. It's interesting, Rabbi Kiveg has a different tshuva, in tshuva kuf chav tes. It's a Yerusha Shaila, where a man had promised his daughters that he won't exclude them from the Yerusha. He wrote, it says that he wrote a Shtar Chatzi Zachar, a Shtar that includes the daughters in Yerusha, and he swore to them, Nishba Shalei Lafkiyam, that he won't do anything to be Mafkiyah them from the Yerusha. Later, shortly before he died, he did, he was Makna the Yerusha to the boys only, and was Mafkiyah the daughters from the Yerusha. So the daughters came with a taina that Kol Milsa Damar Rachmana Leisavidi Avid Leimahani. Since the father swore to them he won't be Mafkiyah them, so then we should say Kol Milsa Damar Rachmana Leisavidi Avid Leimahani. So this, how would you say according to the Shach, and how would you say according to Rabbi Kiva Eger? It's a little complicated. According to the Shach, why? According to the Shach, He broke the shvur. According to the Shach, what should be? She said, "Kol Mosa." Huh? You agree? She said, "Kol Mosa." It's the way I've explained Kol Mosa. It's a little unclear because here it's not be'etzem aser. Not be'etzem aser to give your son Zerusha. He swore. So it's like nishpa shalayim kasadayim. The thing is, the lashon of the Shach and the lashon of the Maritzchias brings is the reason that if you be arniki b'shabbos, we don't say kol milsa, because it's efshal asayse beheter. It's possible to do it in oifen heter, and therefore nisa toli bisman is not an issa beheter, because it's efshal asayse beheter. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that according to the Shach, in this case of mafkir Yerusha, it's efshal asayse beheter. Because whatever other etzi are going to find to be mafkia, the daughters from the Yerusha, that's also nichal in the shvur. The shvur was shalei lafkia ben Isav, that he won't exclude his daughters. So Bekivega writes that in this case, according to the Shach, the rule of kol milsa damar chasavi avid lei mahani should apply. Even though it's hard to say that it's issa be'etzem to give Yerusha to your sons, but he says since it's efshe to do it by a heter, it's you have to do it in life and heter, therefore it should apply. What's interesting is that in that tshuva, as far as I saw, he doesn't deal with the marit, with his own shita. The marit's shita, Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't deal with. The question of whether it'll be misak in the Avera. If I say loy mahani, will it be misak in the Avera? Huh? Will it be? It's also complicated. If I say loy mahani, he gave the ketubah and the chasm to his sons. If I say loy mahani, is that misak in the Avera? He swore he won't do anything to make his daughters lose Yerush.
It's still broken. No, it's not true. The Kenyan is not Kal. The Kenyan is not Kal. I could say I'm going to do it. If I make a Kenyan Amira, it's not an opinion. And I could say if I'm going to do a Kenyan that doesn't work, it's not going against my Shua. I made a Shua that I'm not going to do anything to the
Shua. So it depends how you understand the Shua. If the Shua is, I won't be mafkia you, the Shua is, I won't cause you to lose it, Itaka didn't cause them to lose it. If you say like Mahani. If the shvur was, I won't do anything to make you lose it. So he did do something to make them lose it.
If the thing doesn't work, if I do a kinyan that doesn't work, if I make a kinyan, I don't know, if you do a rock, if she does the whole doesn't work, I'm not going to the sons, and I didn't do anything.
Mistam, you're right, because since Rabbi Kivega is not machalik, Mistam, you're right, Rabbi Kivega would hold that in that case, you say Yavid Leimahani, like both reasons. Like the Shach's reason, because there's no way to do a beheter. And like his own reason, apparently, Rabbi Kiva Eger holds, that when you're mafkia, that when you say Yavid Lai Mahani, it comes out the daughters do get a chelik, so you didn't violate the Shvuah, which I guess the Shvuah was not to cause a result of them not Yarshin. Okay, Akoponim, these are the two Mahalchim in Kol Milsa Damar Rachmana Leisavid Yavid Lai Mahani. Shach's Mahalach, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Maritz Mahalach. It's the Gea also. The Mishnah talks about Hashechet B'Shabbos. You know what the din is of someone's Shach's on Shabbos? The Mishnah says, I think it's Yud Beis and Chulin, Hashechet B'Shabbos, Afal Pisha Meschai B'Nafshay, Shkitosek Sheira. Even though it's Chayav Misa, the Shechit is a good Shechit. So why don't we say Yavad Loi Mahani? Huh? According to the Shach, it's good. The Dogam Ravava, the answers. Those of you who learned Tilcha Shechita, if you look there in Simon, whatever it is, never in Simon, the first few Simonim of Yaradaya, Simon Beis Mestam, it says Hashechet B'Shabbos. The Dogam Ravava says, why don't you say Yavad Lai Mahani? So he says, the Shach says in Simon Reish Ches that in Isra Atali Bizman, you don't say Yavad Lai Mahani. And Shechting on Shabbos is in Isra Atali Bizman. You can do a Beheter on Sunday. So therefore, Hashechet B'Shabbos, Afal Pisha Meschai B'Nafshay, is Shechitas Eish Kshayr. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you Shecht on Shabbos, what should be? Should you say Yavad Lai Mahani? What was Rabbi Kiva Eger's rule? Any time, if by saying Yavad Lai Mahani, you take away the Avera, then you say Yavad Lai Mahani. Is it going to take away the Aveira if you say Hashefet B'Shabbos Shetaseh Psula? Is it going to take away the Aveira?
No.
Yeah? Yeah. Same thing, you'll become a Makalkal.
Even though it's without a purpose, no?
But that's what he mentioned. We pass in, I believe, that Makak B'chabura is Patra Avalas, takes off the Darais, even to kill. Even B'chabura. That's B'chabura, is the Machlaik, is B'chabura.
Even B'chabura,
Okay, Ricky Vegas says something like that, but he has three words. Ricky Vegas says that by Sheikh B'Shabbos, you're Misakein Eitzel Eiver Menachai. He says that slaughtering an animal, even without shechting it, it's a tikkun. You take off the yisa eiver menachai. You didn't take off the yisa nevela, which has now come upon the animal. It's misakin eitzel eiver menachai. And therefore, if someone slaughters an animal on Shabbos with a shechita psula, he's also misakin. Well, like Yankee's phrasing it, he's making it, goyim also kill their animals before they eat it. So there's a tikkun in slaughtering an animal, even if it's just going to be served to goyim. It's also a tikkun. So Rabbi Vega says that since there it's also a tikkun, so therefore after people have nashu tasek shayri, you don't say yavid lay mahan. That's what Rabbi Vega deals with. What? The tikkun or the kilkul? Good question. I mean, if you took a yitz behema and you slaughtered it with a shechita psula, he'd be very upset at you. But. He's saying you can't call it a makabel. Gavi Malecha Shabbos. You can't call it a makabel. If somebody takes a piece of clay in which he can make a big pot out of it, he makes a small pot, so even though you should have made a big pot, but you make a small pot, you also miss out. You could have done a bigger tikkun.
Even if it's killed for one nicer, it's a benefit from another. One is a benefit and one nicer. It's still
okay. Compared to what it came from, it's a benefit. It could have been a bigger benefit, but it was a benefit. Why? In halacha, it's not better. But I was thinking about this. I don't know. This thing bothered me. We're saying by shechita, it's a tikkun, because it fits l'gabi something. L'gabi emunachai. By Arla, it doesn't help for anything. Because removing the Arla by a guy or in Shabbos Lebizmana, if you need a new Atavis Dambris, you didn't do any mitzvah. So there it's a makabel. It's easier to do Atavis Dambris than to cut off an Arla. Atavis Dambris is just to prick and let out all the blood. Okay. Bris Mila involves quite a bit of work, cutting off the Arla, separating the Arla from the Aver and cutting it off. So I would think that if there's a misakin, you're making it easier for the next day.
It's finished. When you do the shechita, even though it's not, it's finished. Don't worry, Eivim Menachai. But by the meal, you still need to have a stamp wrist. It's not a finished. King is a tikkun. It's not finished.
You can. But he did make it better. He was misakin.
It's hechsher. It's not.
He didn't accomplish it. He would have done the same thing. He's doing more now because he did it the wrong way. He has to do more now.
In the total, he has to do more. But he still ended up better than before. Before, he needed a whole thing, and now all he needs is Atavos Dambris. I mean, by Shechita also, killing an animal is not the same as shechting an animal. If he could switch it to the Sunday and finish the Shechita, he would do it. There's no way to do it. It's a complete ticket, and L'gabi Arla, it's a half a ticket. Okay. So that's what he means. Or Allah, let's see if it tickle. Okay, let's see the Gemara. I wanted to try to do the last piece of Gemara today. Let's see how far we get. By Rebbe Laza, I told you that the next part of this perek deals with Kinyanim. And we jump right into a Shaila by Kinyanim. We didn't even talk yet about Kinyanim. About the rules of Kinyan Chatzar, we jump right into the rule of Kinyan of Chatzar Malachas. Let's see. By Rebbe Laza, Haim Lachaveir Mishet Behem Azul, Liknes Kalim Shaleh Homach. do a Mashiach on this behema, and with the Mashiach be kind of the kenim shaleha, mahu. So the Gemara asks, is that a kinyan or it's not a kinyan? Is that the Gemara liknais? Yomalei kni? He doesn't want that he should be kind of the behema. Ella, Mishaych behema zu ukni kelim shaleha mahu. What's the Gemara Shaila? Does the Mashicha of the Behema help Lagabi the Kalim? The way Tosis phrases it in the Tap Tosis, since Mashicha sa Behema is not the same as Mashicha sa Kalim, Mashicha sa Behema is pulling it and it walks, Mashicha sa Kalim is dragging it. Two different types of Kinyanim. So therefore, the Gemara has a Shaila. If that is a kinyan or not, mao mi mahan yishir behem lakni kelim elai. Amarav I amalei kni behem avikni kelim mikani kelim chatzam alechasi v'chatzam alechas loykana. So here we have yisaid that chatzam alechas is not kaina. What does that mean? That means it's a kinyan chatzar. Kinyan. What is the kinyan of kinyan chatzar? If somebody puts something in my property, so I'm kind, as long as it's a chatzar mishtameres, or if I'm standing there, I'm kind. If that chatzar is a moving chatzar, it's not kind. Why not? Why is chatzar?
That's what a chatzar is.
That's what a chatzar is. All right, so we just have to be magdim that when we say kinyan chatzar, it's lav dafka a chatzar. Ki chatzar works on your behema, works on your keli. If you have a keli, in certain cases, it's kind of a ki chatzar. But not if it's a chatzar ma'alechas. So why doesn't chatzar ma'alechas work? Because it's not similar to a field, not similar to a yard. Chatzar is yard, so it's missing in taich of chatzar. But do we understood?
Torah never said.
What did Torah say? It's a ribui.
Yeah.
We hadn't gotten.
Yeah.
What was the ribui? It was the first Gemara in the Parakah Azayrik. In Matzei Timatzei. The extra ribui is marabed that your chutz is also kind of like your hand. So, therefore what?
You're talking about by ribui, we take one chiddush at a time.
So the first chiddush is chatzar. Chatzar mahalachas is why is it less of a chiddush, chatzar mahalachas? Why is it more of a chiz? Why is there less reason to be kind? Why, if it's walking, should it be less reason to be kind? That's why, if I call it to come, if I call a behemoth to come, it's Mashicha because it does go to me. If I call an Eved to come, since he has his own das, his walking to me is not because of me, it's because of him. But as far as being kind, you can be kind on your Eved also. If you have an Eved as Kafus, you're kind on him also.
It's the same thing.
No, but what's the reason Mahalachas is not kind? It's not because an Eved has his own das, because a behemoth doesn't have its own das, and it's also same din.
No shmira on chatzar.
Because there's no shmira on a chatzar Mahalachas. Is that why? Is it because it's not taich chatzar? Or is it because there's no shmira on it?
There
are two ways to understand. Why?
Let's say I've watched it.
It says chatzar is not
there. Then it works.
Well, mahalech, if it's kafus, it's not really mahaleches.
That's why shmira.
Well, you're saying anything that's standing, that can't walk is shamor, and anything that couldn't walk is not shamor. Right?
We had a guy standing on the wagon, on the side of the wagon, and it's moving, just finished down and that.
Right.
And he was shamor.
Yeah, if someone is standing on the side of the animal, on the wagon when it's moving,
right,
then it should be shamor. An afal pi kein, it's not kainu.
Right.
So it's a raya. It's a raya the first way. It's a raya that it's a taich. Well, we're going to see in a minute, at L'chayra, there are two ways to learn. If chatzar failed, mahalacha has failed to taich chatzar, which is not taich chatzar, chatzar is something that's standing still. So you want to tell me your behemoth is like your chatzar, yeshkayach, but not if it's a mahalachas. So one way is to learn that it failed in taich chatzar, which also needs a little hesber. And one way to understand is that the problem with the chatzar ma'aleches is that it can get away from you. A field can't get away from you. It doesn't have its own das to move. You can learn the chesaron is that it can get away from you. Let's see Taisvis. I think it's Tali here in Taisvis and Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. Actually, Tais is going on the next line of the Gemara. Taisvis Svina Meinach Naicha. Let's see, what did the Gemara say? Where are we up to in the Gemara? Chatzam Alech, see, Chatzam Alech, as I call him. Chitem, Akshamda. Say it stood still. It's not true. Kol shi umah halach lekanam if yeshiv lekanam. Chotzem aleches doesn't mean it's moving now. Chotzem aleches means that it's able to move. If it's able to move, that's a chotzem aleches. Is a car a chotzem aleches? Is a car a chotzem aleches? Somebody put something on my car. Somebody stuck a something under my windshield wiper. Okay, no, why? You need no kill shodom. Doesn't need down.
The car isn't on. It's like it's tied up.
The hem is not down. What?
It's not on. It's like it's tied up. It can't.
It's tied up. Even if the motor is on, a car is a keli. A car is no different than a box. A car can't move on its own. A car can only move if a person pushes it. The difference is a car is a machine attached to it that helps you push it. But a car is not a behemoth. A car is the same as a person, as a box. No? Well, you mask him. No? It's like a box. It's a, if you put it in neutral downhill, it's going to go. If you take a box and you put it on a hill, it may also roll downhill. But it's not a chasim haleches. Haleches means that it could go from its own day. No. But a gola with no behemoth attached to it is a box. It's a box. And it's always bothered me. I had my elementary school rabbi who taught me that when we learned Bava Kama, you know, everybody wants to know why do we have to learn about a shor and a chamor that are mazik, that are shvarim. So I mentioned school rebbe, maybe some of you had, who told me the dinam of a shor is like the dinam of a car. Nowadays, the car, in time of going as a shor, and he wanted to make it real. It's not true. Shor hamazik has dinay shor hamazik. Car hamazik has dinay adam hamazik. Now, a person takes a shovel and hits somebody, so it's adam hamazik. First takes a car and hits somebody. It's the same as taking a shovel and hitting somebody. It goes to the rules of Adam and Mazik. A car is not a shor, a car is an Adam. Okay, Akoponim. So what do we have? Chotzim Aleches. All we have really are animals and Avadim. I can't think of any other Chotzim Aleches or people. People and animals are Chotzim Aleches. What? It has to have its own das, its ability to choose to go on its own. So then, even if it's standing still, it's not kaina because it could go. Unless, of course, it's kafus. That's what Rava meant. That it's kaina. Amalei Rapapa Rav and Rav Yeshua the Rav Elamayata. Hayimahalach b'svina. The kafus of dogim nafalotech asvina achinami. Chatzam aleches even leikani. You think on a boat, someone's traveling in a boat and something fell into the boat. He's not kaina. Not a chatzar. Amalei svina meinach naicha umayahu dekamanti lei. Boats don't move. Boats stand still. The water is moving. The boat is standing still. And therefore, the boat is kind. Zok Taisus. What?
It's one's kasha. A boat is like a car.
Boat is, no. The rule of kol she'ilu mahalach leikana v'yeshev leikana doesn't apply to a car. It doesn't apply to a boat. But kol z'man that it's taka moving, then it's mahalachas. When it's standing still, it's like a box that's standing still, which is good. Zok Taisus. Svina meinach naichel mayu dukamantila. Tais has a kasha. Alpha gav demirin perakamid kiddushin. Amrina and the Talmud Chacham rochav kamahalach dami. That if the Talmud Chacham is riding an animal, he has a din of mahalach and not a din of aimed. So what shver? Why don't we say Talmud Chacham meinach naicha and behemu dukamantila? Why don't we say the same thing there? And for Taisvis Hacha Chasam Mishim Yanis Rabbi, v'Hava Shapa Dum Yediyad Meinach Naite Nayach Umamti La Im Gufe. Now these two lines of Taisvis are Chiddush Otzer. Taisvis is saying two things. Taisvis is saying that Kinyanim are different than Masechtas Kiddushin. Kinyanim are different. All right, Kinyanim are different. Those words I could understand. Kinyanim has one set of rules, and Talmud Chacham, who's writing, has a separate set of rules. Even Hilchos Shabbos, which Taisus brings later, is separate. But why is it separate? Now listen to the words of Taisus. Have a sharp yedumya diyad. The meinich na'ich umamti lo im gufe. Chotze we learn out from yad. What is that? Himotze simotze biyada. So we learn out of yad. The yad is meinich na'ich and the body is moving. You hear this? A person who's walking and he has his hand out, you put something in his hand, the hand is standing still, the body is moving. Just like a boat. The boat is standing still, the water is moving. In Svara, it's a davar pela. What's this saying? Huh? The hand is standing still and the body is moving. Is that the way you look at it? In Svara, it's a tremendous chiddush. So what's moving? What part of him is moving? Just his legs? That's all. His head is also not moving. His head is standing still and his legs are moving. That's what this is saying, right? So Rabbi Akiva Eigrin, the Gilyan HaShas, is Matmiyah on Tosfos. He is very stark and cautious. Says he doesn't understand. Tumorli. Dimken ha-guf ha-atzma mikri mahalach. V'amay mahani nosan get al-raisha. What's Tosfos telling us? That you need a kinyan dum yadiyad. Chosem shim yadis raboi. That the yad is meinach naicha, mam telo am gufei. And ken agufa atzma mikri mahalach. The hand is standing still and the body is going. Famay mahani nosan get al roisha. Tesis means roisha dafka? Or it means al gufa? Stomi means gufa, right? The Gemara says cheika is also good, no? What's the Kivak asking? You can say the hand is standing still, but the body is going. So how come if you throw it on the body, it's also kind of? Throw it on the body, it's also kind of. Tosfos names on Raisha, but it doesn't mean only Raisha, Cheika. You hear the kasha? If you're going to say a human being who's walking is going, and he's really not kind of, the only reason his hand works is because the hand is separate from the body. What about the body? Gun, even a stronger kasha. Amai binos and get biyan avdo mikri chotze mahaleches. The halacha is, this is a Gemara in Gittin Daf Chaf Aleph, that if you put a get in the hand of the eved of a woman, so it's a chotze mahaleches and it's not kaina. Hayad meinach, the hand is standing still, Tosfos just said. So it should be kaina. Ela al karachach the yad v'guf chadhu. This is Rabbi Akiva Egehals. That's not true. The yad and the guf is all one and the same. There's no the yad that's moving and guf that's not. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, normally Rabbi Akiva Eger is an acher and doesn't argue with a Tosfos. But he's matmi on Tosfos. Farsha Gemara. Gemara says that if you put a get in the hand of an eved, and the eved is walking, even if the eved is standing, but he could be walking, it's a chatzim alaches. How could Tosfos say that a person's hand is meinach nayach and the body is moving? Alright, what are you going to do with Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos says the Kasha from Kiddushin. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says a different teretz. Ela karchach yad v'guf chadu. Ela damrina. Ma yoda sheina mahalach. Hainu de ene mahalach mei hakayna. De b'chol makayim shi mahalach shomhu hakayna. Ashen k'chosa malachas mei hakayna. Akiva Eger says what I told you before. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, why is Chotze Mahaleches no good? You know why Chotze Mahaleches is no good? Not because that's tight Chotze. Rabbi Akiva Eger here is saying, I think, beferish, the second Mahalach I mentioned. Chotze Mahaleches is not kind of, you know why? Because it's going to get away from you. The animal is not shamor. The animal can run away. The Eved can run away. So an Eved is a Chotze Mahaleches. Ebehema is a chotze mahaleches, it's not kind. What about my body itself when I walk in the street? Is my body a chotze mahaleches to be kind of for me? So to be kivegan, no. Because my body can't get away from me. My hand doesn't have a chasar in a chotze mahaleches. My own hand is never going to leave me, it can't go away from me, it's attached to me. So it comes out, it's a nafkamina, the two ways we teach the chasar and chatzim aleches, nafkamina is your own hand. If the chsaron of chotzer mahalechas is this chsaron in tight chotzer, that's not tight chotzer. Chotzer has to be standing. So then you can have a taina that if you put something, if I'm walking in the street and you put something on my shoulder, or you put something on my back, that's a chotzer mahalechas. It shouldn't be taina. If you learn that way, then it's a taina. So it's a bekivega, but it's not emes. The emes is that the reason chotzer mahalechas doesn't work is why? Because it could get away from me. It can run away from me. That's why chotzer mahalechas doesn't work by me'eved, doesn't work by my behema. But by my own guf, who cares if it's mahalechas? My guf is shomer to me. I'm me, I'm my guf. Whatever's on my guf can't get away from me. So Zutra B'Kiv Hager, the chsarin of chotzer mahalechas is this nekuda, that it can get away. And therefore, on my own body, there's no chesaron. So this is how Rabbi Kiveger learns up why Yodei Shel Adam, even though Yodei Shel Adam is not Meinach Naicha, in the sense that Yodei Shel Adam is moving with the body. And whatever the hand is doing, the body is doing, it's called HaKoel Echadu. Nevertheless, the hand, hand of a person could be Kainan. Because it can't get away from him, so to speak. And Meshenken, regular chotzer mahalech, that the mahalech is mehakayna. Stipler has a taina on this rule of Rabbi Kiva Eger from the Gemara. The taina is that the whole chasar of chotzer mahalech is that he could get away from me, so the guy standing on the boat shouldn't have any problem. He's standing on a boat. And he's moving with the boat. The boat can't get away from him. The Gemara says if he's standing on a boat, if the boat is mahalechas, it's not kaina. So the Gemara has the answer, the boat is meinach naich. Boy, what do you mean if the boat is mahalechas, it's not kaina? It can't get away from him. He's standing on the boat.
Who says he's on the boat?
What? Gemara's lashon was that way. Gemara's lashon was, Haya mahalach besvina, the kafzer dagen. Gemara says the Pharisee was on the boat. And the Gemara says that it's a chotzer mahalechas. It's not for the Gemara's teretz.
He's on the behemoth also.
If he's on the behemoth, yeah, but then you could tell me in Achinami. I cannot have a Gemara that says beferish if he's on the behemoth. So the Gemara didn't tell me he was on it. But on the boat, that had beferish. So what does Rabbi Kivega mean? You can't shlug up Rabbi Kivega from the Gemara. Yeah.
It's a chavis that can get away from
him. In theory, it can get away.
Someone's holding onto the behemoth. He's
the behemoth, he's pushing it, he's holding on to it. He still says
it's chotzer mahalechas. Right, because the behemoth could pull away from him. The boat, in theory, something that's not, even
though he's holding on. Stam means it's physically possible to separate yourself from the boat. But a person can't separate himself from his arm. Normal people. Yeah, but the lumdis that he uses is that Eina Mahalach Mei HaKoina, that's the stipulous taina. Stipulous taina is that boat is also Eina Mahalach Mei HaKoina. It's a mitzvah liyashiv taisvis. What taisvis meant that the hand Yad Mei Nachnayach Umamti Elohim Gufei Chayre, the Iker is to Rekiveg a second kasha from Eved is a shtaka kasha. By Eved, if you put something in the hand of an Eved, it's a chotzer mahalechas. It's not kind. It's a mefarish gemara. And Tosfos says that Yad Mei Nachnayach Umamti Lo Gufa. It's very difficult to answer Tosfos. It's a shtaket kasha on Tosfos. So the stipler says has a mahalach to answer Tosfos. Stipler explains that there are two ways you could be kaina in a hand. One is that a hand is your chatzah. It doesn't have to be your hand. It could be your Eved's hand. It's your chatzah. The other way is kinyan yad. Your own hand, a person's own hand, is a kinyan of yad. What does that mean? The kinyan of yad, the stipler writes, if I'm holding something
You can't separate the hand from the person. It's the whole person that's holding something. When a human being holds something in his hand, it's the whole body that's holding it. The Stapler brings an incredibly muchachtika raya, very imaginative raya. How can I prove if I'm holding something in my hand, my whole body is holding it? It's a hard thing to prove. Who cares if my hand's holding it, my body's holding it? It's on Shabbos. So what would be a case? I hold something in my hand, and I walk on Shabbos. My hand carried. I carried. The whole person carried. The whole person carried. Listen to the Stipler's raya to this. Gemara says in Gittin that ain eved kaina get shechur le'eved acher. One eved who's not going free can't be kaina a get shechur for another eved. Whatever the Gemara's reason, the Gemara says that as a rule, I think at the end of the second parak, that one eved can't be kind of get shechur for the other eved. I think we learned this at the end of this month last year, at the right before Pesach. The Gemara says, and don't ask me the following kasha, a woman, a shifcha kedanis, who's pregnant, could be kind of a get shechur for the uber. She's not going free, but the Adan gives her a get shechur and she's kind of for the uber. So the uber goes free. So Gemara says, you'll ask me, one eved can't be kind of get shechur for another eved, but a mother who's pregnant can be kind of get shechur for her uber. So Gemara says, Shnei Gedai Le'ador answered already, uber yerech imayhu. We paskin that the uber in the mother's stomach has a din yerech imay, is a part of the mother. And that's why the shukhwar works, because uber yerech imay. As I state in Gemara. Zog the Ramban. What's pshat uber yerech imay? But the mother's not going free. The mother who took it is not going free. Zog the Ramban. The hand of the mother, just like the hand of the mother is holding it for the mother, uber yerech imay means when the hand of the mother is holding to get shechur, the uber is holding to get shechur. And since the uber himself is holding to get shechur, he goes free. It's not similar to two separate avodim where one eved is kind of get shechur for another eved. There only the first eved is holding it. Mashiach can hear if you hold uber yerech imay, the mother's hand is holding it. It's kilu the baby is holding it because it's the baby's hand also. Since the baby is a part of the mother. Ube Yerechimah. So at the Stipler, what is this Ramban telling us? Pshat in the Gemara. That when a hand is holding something, it's as if the guf is holding it. Because even the Uber, who doesn't have control over this hand, if he's Yerechimah, it's considered that the Uber is holding the gift. Zok the Stipler, we see from here, when a human being is holding something, his whole guf is considered to be holding it. And there's no problem to separate the hand from the person. There's no concept of separating the hand from the person. When we're saying here in our sugya, Taisis, what's Taisis talking about? Taisis says here these strange words in the second wide line. Yad meinich nayich umamti lo im gufe. The hand is nach. Umamti loim gufei. What does Taisis mean? Taisis means the following. In the case of gittin daf chaf aleph, when you give something to an eved and the eved is walking, there's no question you're not kaina. You can't say the hand is resting and the eved is walking. It's all one, like we just said. The hand is for the whole body. So when eved is walking, his hand can't be kaina anything for the adang. The whole eved is holding. That's when the eved is holding it. Taisus here says that kinyan chatzer we learn out of the mitzius of yad, not out of kinyan yad. We learn out of the mitzius of yad. The mitzius of yad is that the yad stands still and the feet move the body. So therefore, zok Taisus, the same thing. If you're going to learn out kinyan chatzer from there, the chatzer itself has to be standing still.
Sock the stipler, that's the mitzius of Yad, we learn out the Kinyan Chatzah. The Kinyan Chatzah needs to be like the Yad, the mitzius is standing still. It has nothing to do with Kinyan Yad. The Kinyan of a Yad, when you kind of something with your hand, the whole body is kainit, not just the hand. The whole body, just like Shabbos, if the hand does malacha, the whole body did malacha. If you put something in someone's hand, so the whole body is kainit. They're two different things. One is the kinyan of yad. Kinyan yad is the whole body that's kainit. That's gemara in Gittin Chaf Aleph. So you give it to an eved, the eved is a mahalechas, it's not kainit. Masha'en came when we learned dinei chatzer from the word biyada. That kinyan has to be dumyad the mitzias of yad. When Taisa says here dumyad yad meinach nayach umamti elohim gufei, it's not a halachic statement. It's telling you the mitzias of the hekish. That kzereshavu we learn out from yad. It's not a hekish. It's a ribun. That we learn chatzar out of yad has to be similar to the mitzias of yad, which is meinach nayach. So basically, what the stipler is telling us is that Rabbi Kiva Eger and Taisa are arguing. In the Chakira we started with, how Chatzim Aleches works. Kivega clearly learns Chatzim Aleches is no good. Why? Because it can get away from you. That's it. How does Taisis learn? It's not the stipler. Taisis learns, has to be dumya to the Mitzias of Yad. Like we call the Taich Chatzim. It's Taich Yad. The Yad itself doesn't move. Gufa Huda Kamam Tilev. Since the yad physically is not moving, so therefore a chatz has to be physically the same as a stationary yad. Aye, when you kind of something, the eved in his hand, the whole body is moving. Yeah, because the whole body is kind of the chayfetz. When it comes to kinyan yad, the kinyan is shayach to the whole body. When it comes to learning chatz out of the mitzias of yad, that's a different story. That's the stipler's uptight of Taisvis. We walk away with the Machlaikis, Taisus, and Kiveger, hard to say, Machlaikis, Rishon, and Achron, but in how to understand Kinyan, this Kinyan, how it works. The Gemara ends up, Amalei Ravina Laravashi, Elamaato, Isam Alechas, Bisho Saradin, Vizarak Elate, Chek, Elate, Kalosach, and Ami Lemigarsha. Amalei, Vigachidish, Kalosa Meinach Naecha, Iu, the Kamaski, Metusei, the Kalosa is not part of her, and we're able to separate it from the person. Okay, so basically we're done with the sugya. Maybe we'll talk a little more about it tomorrow. And the next sugya is Mishnah to Mishnah. Has a list of important yediyas in Inyani Kinyanim from this Mishnah to the next Mishnah, which should take us not more than a week to be able to do. So catch up, and then hopefully you'll get ahead of me, and we'll do from Mishnah to Mishnah and try to get it.